some sense, it's, you know, it's a little bit of a relief. You get to exhale for the first time in 2 months. You know, all this grand slam talk in the back of our head, and it's been an honor to be a part of this run with Mike. It's been a great 12 months, and you know, we would have never dreamed it would have been this sweet, and we would have scraped out this many close matches. And today, all that kind of that luck that we've that's been on our side, you know, went against us. And those guys played a great match, and you know, we wish them luck in the finals. It's a little bit of a relief, and now we can, you know, move on and work on the next run.
It's a tremendous, obviously, opportunity that you have before you, but you know, opportunities can also be burdens. And how much of a burden has it been?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know about Mike, but I've had a tough time sleeping in the last couple of weeks. Yeah, I mean, it's been in the back of our mind. You know, the whole way. I think once you got out there, you know, you try to put it aside, but you win a set, and then you're seeing, okay, you're 3 sets away from Grand Slam, and every point just becomes a little bit bigger every moment. It makes it a little tougher, I think, but, you know, we're pretty fortunate to have this opportunity, you know. Played 3 matches on Arthur Ashe Stadium in a row. Put our 3rd round out there on TV, which is happened pretty much ever in doubles. The crowds were great, and you know, 28 matches in a row, Grand Slams might not ever happen again. So you know, we feel like we did all we can do. Probably never gonna have another shot at it. So. Realistically, it'll never happen again. Just the margins are so small. Fine in doubles. There's just too many great teams out there, and too much can go wrong, and a lot has to go right to be in that position. So we gave it everything we had.
For this match in particular, do you think you guys got tight? Is that fair to say? When you talk about being 3 sets, no.
Definitely not. I mean, the nerves are kind of the build-up to each match. You know, when that quarterfinal match finishes, you know, you're on high, and you know it's great, and you know for a couple hours you're on top of the world, and then you start thinking towards the next match, and you know it's just that build-up, that tension, and then once you get on the court, you know, you just boom, game plan, focus. What do you have to do on the next point? So yeah, it definitely didn't get to us. You know, it's just. They hit some great shots. Didn't go our way today. That's the bottom line. But you know, it does feel good to play 3 matches on Ash. I think this whole run's been great for doubles. It's been great for us. We've had a good time. And you know, like I said, in one sense we're disappointed, and in another sense we're relieved, and now we can kind of start the next chapter.
Do you guys get a lot of consolation, though, out of the fact that you did have all 4 at once? Calendar slam?
That was what we were talking about a couple months ago, is, you know, winning the Bryan Slam. And that was the big focus. And then once we did that, we didn't get to really rest on our laurels too much. You know, all the media and everyone shifted towards the calendar year Grand Slam. So it's a never-ending run of history and records, and there's always something on the horizon, and that's what makes this sport so fun, is there's always the next goal, and you know, we'll figure out what we're going to focus on next, but you know, we either give each other a hug, and we said, great run, now we can kind of just take a second and just relax and look at what we've accomplished, you know. Our family and friends are gonna be great and putting this all in perspective for us. You know, I'm already looking at my phone and getting a bunch of supportive tweets, and the text messages are flooding in saying, "Congrats, guys! It's been a great one."
That's been there for a while.
Yeah.
So the sponsor,
keep the sponsor happy.
Yeah. I'm around a lot of junior players, and after a tough loss, the first thing you hear is, well, I hope they take away a lesson or learn something from that. In this point, part of your career, do you think that's true for you guys?
Yeah, we always take something out of every match. You know, today we'll take out a few things. We'll do a few things differently next time. You know, we really wanted it. We could taste it. And sometimes you want it too much. And maybe, you know, you're always telling yourself to keep going for your shots. Maybe we played a little too safe. We could have done a few strategic things differently. Maybe we played IT formation a little too much, which is not our bread and butter. Probably served Landry back end. You know, he started to get a rhythm on that. But, you know, all in all, it comes down to a few points here and there. We had a break point early in that second set. We won that point, and maybe we steamroll him, you know, 3-3. So, you don't want to look back too much in the past. We know what we have to do now, and we need to get better. But, you know, we'll look back and have some perspective and reflect on the great things that we did here.
Yep. Hey, guys, what have been your toughest losses in your career, and how does this compare?
I definitely don't think this is a top 10 toughest moment, you know. The toughest moments have been Davis Cup losses when you know you let your team down. I feel like, we haven't let anyone down. I mean, I know there's a lot of people following us and a lot of people pulling for us, you know. Yeah, maybe we have disappointed a few people who wanted this to happen. But for us, I feel like those Davis Cup losses have been the toughest. You know, you just devastated. You lost, you know, a pivotal point for your country here. It could have maybe been a little bit more bitter if it was a final. Yeah, really tasted. But this is just kind of maybe a more of a celebration. I came to this tournament just saying this is just an awesome opportunity. We did have four in a row with the gold medal, which stands out as a Grand Slam in my mind. This just has the calendar in front of that Grand Slam, which historically is more important, probably.
You got it.
Probably.
The good news is you guys don't have many Davis Cup losses, but which one of those? Serbia, Croatia?
Like Boise? Yeah. In Boise, that one was a stinger, you know, just because, you know, it's a home match, it's a quarterfinal match, and knowing that Novak's on that team, you got to get the doubles done. Novak's going to come out of two victories, so that was the swing point. But, I mean, yeah, I wouldn't change anything. I mean, our April sucked. We had some real heart-wrenching losses, but that set the stage for a 25-match winning streak and, you know, put the fire in our hearts to really get down and dirty and go on that incredible string of wins. So you don't want to change anything. It's just the way tennis. Mother tennis gives you some great moments, and she gives you some tough pain. You know, so that's the nature of our sport.
Leander said on the court with Brad, he said, you know, pay tribute to you guys as great ambassadors for American tennis. And you saw that play out when you guys were leaving, just watching on the feed, and all the little kids, you guys were signing balls, and I heard them yelling, you know, you guys are the best, we love you guys, blah, 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 you know. And I mean, you know, talk about that kind of support that, you know.
Yeah, you can feel the love up there on Ash. People willing us, you know, through. It was a nice house, you know. I don't know how many people were there, but it felt like a very big crowd, awesome moment for Oscar Doubles. You know, thanks to Leander for those nice words. Guy's a legend. You know, we're playing doubles here with a lot of legends, and Nestor and Leander. And, you know, there's a lot of Grand Slam champions, and, you know, we wish him luck in the finals. He's, you know, done a lot as well for doubles. So.
Last question.
You talk about the strategy being different looking back on your game today, but was the hardest part the amount of pressure that you put on yourselves?
Yeah, I mean, we step up to the plate and always put pressure on ourselves to play our best and to
I mean, there might have been just an extra little bit of pressure, but we still were just to set away a point here and there. There's, I don't want to make any excuses. There's a lot that could have gone right out there, and just a